Hello, and welcome to the News Cycle. I'm Jihan Moon, and I'll be your host for today. It's Monday, February 14th. The Blue Devil Hub has been releasing weekly videos on what Davis High students have lost and gained during the pandemic. Check out the videos on our Instagram page, at Blue Devil Hub.
I've lost patience.
The sense of community that you experience at the barn that I ride at for horseback riding.
The human contact and the joy that accompanied everyday life as a student. The world has become a lot smaller for me in the last year. The people that I see now are just my family members, but as for the things I've gained, I think I've gained a better appreciation for the world and the people around me.
Free time that I utilize to call up my grandparents and check in on them, and whether it's just talking to them about the weather, what they've done in a day, what they've ate in a day, speaking to them is the highlight of my day every day.
I started taking golf lessons and I started learning Spanish again, and I've just had a lot of time.
This week, I interviewed UC Davis Professor of Psychology, Paul Hastings. As a psychological development researcher, Hastings has predictions as to how the pandemic will affect teens' mental health in the long run. He warns not to individualize his statements. They are generalizations and aren't necessarily true for everyone. First off, what are the short and long-term implications of the losses students have had to face during the pandemic? Losses may include family members passing away, motivation, major school landmarks, and social interactions.
I've been talking with a lot of families and a lot of community groups and a lot of adolescents about their experiences, and the things you've described are widely reported. This pandemic has affected everyone, and the effects have been profound. There's, for many people, a true experience of grief and loss, both grief and loss from family members and friends who they have lost, either directly due to infection with the COVID-19 virus or who they have lost for other reasons, because the other facets of life have continued in the midst of the pandemic. And it's been extremely unusual and difficult because not only have people had unexpected death of loved ones, they've been unable to go through the normal processes of gathering with other loved ones, of attending to their ill family members or friends during their final days and weeks, and of having ceremonial services. So combined with the usual expected deep feelings of loss and grief around death, there's been a disruption to our normal healing processes and rituals that help us to cope with loss and grief. It's left a lot of people feeling very unmoored and not really knowing how they can move on into the next stages of progressing with their own lives, with their loving memories of their lost individuals. There's also been true feelings of grief about the loss of normative life expectations and activities. Adolescents are very, very social people for the most part. It's a time in normative development of motivations for increased connection to the social group. More so than children and more so than adults, adolescents orient towards the peer group, towards their friends, towards their community of similar others. And not being able to see their friends, to spend time with their friends, to share in activities they enjoy together, is depriving many adolescents of some of the things from which they derive their greatest joy and satisfaction in life. So this very basic need that adolescents have is going somewhat unfulfilled, trying to fill the gaps with online contact and social media, with safe, socially distanced get-togethers for walks or bike rides or backyard activities, if people are fortunate enough in their economic resources to be able to access those kinds of activities. and calling upon adolescents to be really mature and self-controlled in abiding by these unusual, atypical circumstances. It's normal to be a little bit impulsive when you're a teenager and to want to try new things and also to connect to the things that bring you joy. And the disruptions to what is a healthy way to connect with others is really difficult for everyone, really for adults and children as well, but perhaps particularly difficult for teenagers.
Next, what are the short and long-term implications of what students have gained during the pandemic? Gains including more time with family and a focus on hobbies.
One of the things that's been really remarkable to see in the context of the pandemic is the extent to which many people have been resilient, have been able to find new sources of joy and satisfaction, and have been able to develop personal strengths and better social relationships in the situation. One of my sources of inspiration and hope has been watching the extent to which people are actively engaging in trying to help others, going grocery shopping for elderly neighbors so they don't have to go into the grocery store where risk of transmission might lie, putting up signs in support of frontline workers, donating to people who have experienced the economic impacts of job loss so that they're able to afford groceries or pay their rent. And within families, the extent to which they've been able to support each other to come up with new activities, new ways of spending time together that are enjoyable, supportive, and close has really done a lot to foster the well-being of families. So those adolescents who have tended to do relatively better in this situation, to not feel as much anxiety or depression or worry or loss about the disruptions of the pandemic, have tended to be in families where their parents and siblings and their extended family members, aunts and uncles and grandparents, if they're close enough to share time and space with them, have rallied together to come up with new ways of saying, we're all in this together and we're going to get ourselves through this by being together, by finding things that are fun, and also by recognizing when each other needs their own space and allowing that and creating opportunities for each person within the family to both feel supported and respected.
The News Cycle is produced by the Blue Devil Hub in collaboration with the Davis Enterprise. Katrina Hawes and Jihan Moon are the producers. Our theme music is by Daniel Ruiz Jimenez. Thank you for listening. See you next week, Davis.